You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up? What's up, man? Who's your daddy? You know who your daddy is? Huh? It's me. Yeah, I'm your daddy. I'm your daddy. How come I'm your daddy? Because I did this to your mama. Yeah, your mama. This is your mama. Your mama. Mama, oh yeah, you suck, but your mama's sweet. You suck, man. Your mama.
And that's what's up. That's the end of the podcast. All right, you guys can go home. All right, just kidding. All right, all right. Today we're gonna talk about I Am King. No, not you. Me. I Am King. And I'm not trying to like say, oh my God, I'm the king. Ooh, la la la. Look at me. But at the same time, I'm saying, oh my God, I'm the king. La la la. Look at me. Like. Because nobody wants to acknowledge the fact that I'm king. They all want to dance and prance around like they're not peons. All these people in Hollywood, they're all peons. All these people in the music industry, they're all peons. Look at Drake. Now, I'm not trying to talk crap about Drake. Okay, yes, I am. But for real, though, like, look at Drake. You call that talent? And I'm not trying to knock the kid at all because, you know, he gives respect where respect is due. And that I can honor. You know, whenever everybody's there, I'm like, damn, that's the king. But nobody says it, nobody acknowledges it, nobody wants to fight for the king. Then it makes the person who is the king be like, what? Okay, so y'all just gonna pretend like I'm not ruling right now. All right, cool. All right, so we're gonna see what's gonna happen later on. So let's just discuss why I'm king. I'm so king that Elizabeth Warren is imploring Hillary Clinton to try and help her out in this election, and it's obviously not working. T.I. begged me to pay him to consider one of my songs called King. Tell him that the king's back. All y'all bitch niggas, get the F off my throne. You know, T.I. quit rapping. Master P quit rapping. You know, there's a huge difference between being proclaimed you're the king of the South versus self-proclaiming you're the king of the South. Anybody can pick up a microphone and be like, I'm the king of the South, nigga, look at me, ha ha ha. And then another nigga who's like high yellow come back and he like, nah, nigga, I'm the king of the South, look at me, ha 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 ha. But the whole time, the real king of the South is just sitting back and watching everybody act a fool. I mean, everybody. Now, you can say, oh, he just saying that because I'm black and because he's white. Nah, dude. It's because I rule and you don't. You know, money can't buy you love. It can buy you lust. It can buy you a whole lot of that. But it can't buy you love. Which, you know, we're going to talk about people who act in a fool, okay? I just got word that Kim Kardashian is a cannibal. Is that even true, Kim Kardashian? Do you really eat babies and people and stuff? Like, is that true? Like, I don't want to believe it, but I mean, like, y'all people are just avoiding me on social media. Y'all won't even say nothing. Sometimes I can get people to cryptically respond. And sure, that's wonderful, I guess. But I mean, the fact that y'all are avoiding me all together, that looks awfully suspicious. It's like, oh my God, the king's texting me. The king is DMing me. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Y'all start running around with a chicken. And y'all trying to sacrifice the chicken. But what y'all look like is a chicken with y'all's head cut off. Y'all see what I did there? You see what I'm saying? You know, it makes me wonder. Like, and also, Pamela Anderson is sucking ding dong for Clinton votes? What? Is that true, Pamela Anderson? You were sucking some ding dong for some Clinton votes? You a damn fool. All y'all is a damn fool. That's straight up. That's for real. Y'all sucking some ding dong for some fame. And guys, too. I mean, look at Bone Thugs and Harmony. That wasn't no king stuff. Next thing you know, Eazy-E disappears. And, one of them Bone Thugs is looking like he getting bone up in his thug. And he wearing some thuggies. And now, hey, I'm not knocking you. You got to do what you got to do, boo-boo. Go get your paper. You want to take it up the anus for some paper? You go ahead and do that, boo-boo. That's you. That's you, baby. Yeah, that's right. That's you, baby. Y'all so sweet. No, for real, though. Look, I'm not trying to knock anybody. I'm just trying to say what I see. I'm causing it as I sees it. You see what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to make nobody mad, man. I'm trying to say enough is enough, dude. I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired of y'all taking it up the boo-boo for some paper, man. I'm tired of Murren ruling things. Because he don't. He don't rule things. You see, y'all don't understand. Paper is not everything. Paper may take care of your bills. Paper, you know what I'm saying? Paper may do this and do that. But man, there are so many other ways. Like, you can invest. You can invest a small amount and return that. Get a return on your investment. And then on top of all that, you can invest some more and get another return on your investment. You see what I'm saying? You just keep building this investment, man. But nah, man. Nah. Y'all don't want to do that. Y'all want to go play puppets on the stage. Y'all want to go dance and act like a fool for some money. Y'all want to go play human trafficking games for some money. That's sick. That's sick, y'all. That's sick. The king don't have to do that. Nope. Because the king knows he's going to get an ROI, return on investment. You know, why is Pulte another way of saying chicken? Well, let me just put it to you this way. Bill Pulte has been doing poltergeist things where he ghosts you. You know, like, he makes it to where it's impossible for him to have to give away some money. Why? Because he's scared to give away his money. He don't want to do something that's going to make him lose out on $20,000. Who got money like that, really, to just give away $20,000? When you're a millionaire, you're spending millionaire-type money. You're not buying ramen noodles. You know what I'm saying? If you're a millionaire, you're not living in a shack. you're not doing that. You're spending millionaire money. And, you know, as quickly as you make it, it's as quickly as you spend it. That's why trying to hit up all these people who are famous for money is null and void. As soon as they make it, they have already spent it. They don't know what the hell they're doing there with their money. You know how I know? Because I used to be like that, man. I used to make lots of money, and as soon as it was made, is as soon as it was spent. I would make just enough to have just enough just to spend. And then guess what? Broke right after. Which leads me to another point. How is money good? Like, how is a currency good for us? It ain't no status. It ain't doing us no good. If you look at what Paul Rand just did. He found $50 billion in taxpayer wastes. $50 billion of our taxpayer money just got wasted all the time. $50 billion is getting wasted of our taxpayer money. And you're okay with that? You're okay with Trump just dipping into our tax? Dude, Trump has got his hands so deep in our taxpayer funds, it's ridiculous. So yeah, I'm just gonna recap on this. Fake contests equals fake winners equals fake news. Why is everyone fake news, real quick? I wanna know. Why? Can anybody answer me? Because they think it's gonna get them somewhere. And that's sad, man. That is so sad. You know what else is sad? Is the fact that so many people supported Trump, and now everybody's turning against Trump. Why is everybody turning against Trump? Because I'm king. Why is everybody fake newsing right now? Because I'm king. Why is everyone starting a podcast? Because I'm king. Watch everyone start doing covers now. Because, you know, I got like almost 100 covers done. Like, how many? Like, it's like 60-something covers already. I'm almost to 70 covers now. And whenever I'm talking about covers, I'm talking about, like, I've covered a Slipknot song, and I'm talking about, like, basically karaoke, right? I took instrumentals and I downloaded them, and then I put them on a digital audio workspace, which is a DAW, whatever you call it, like GarageBand, for example. If you got a Mac, you can get GarageBand for cheap. And now I'm doing vocal covers. But hey, now that I'm doing that, watch everybody else start doing that. Because them 60-something vocal covers ain't no joke, man. I'm really doing it. I'm really sounding like the real authentic thing. And if not, then I'm doing it as much... As closely or as better as I can as possible. You know, and watch other people try. Watch other people try and fail. Now, hey, now I'm not saying that there isn't people that can't come out and do way better than me. I'm not the best singer in the world. I just like what I like, and I know that I can do that song, and so I do it. And that's what I do. I don't try to do songs that I can't do. I try to do songs that I know that I can bring a spice of life to, you know? But where do you find these covers? I don't know, where'd you find this podcast? You go to sheriffx.com/podcast, and then there's a button up top or on the bottom, and it says covers. You click that. Or you can just go to sheriffx.com/covers. But I just want to top this off by saying I am king. And that's why you should vote for me in the 2020 election. Because, for one, I'm nonpartisan. I'm not going to choose the left or the right. I'm not going to choose sides. I'm just going to go straight down the middle and do exactly from point A to point Z. You understand? I'm going to finish it. I don't go from point A to point B. I go from point A all the way down the line to point Z. And that's why you should donate at chancetrahan.com. C-H-A-N-C-E-T-R-A-H-A-N. ChanceTrahan.com. Do you need me to say it another way? ChanceTrahan.com. Go to C-H-A-N-C-E-T-R-A-H-A-N.com and make a donation. Make your donation now. Make a monthly donation. Just start making donations, people. You know, I'm having to personally ask all types of people for donations. Do you understand what kind of stress that puts me under? Because then now I have to go out into public, risking my sanity and my own life. And now I say sanity because I'm risking my own life because people don't like me. People don't want me to succeed. And do you know why? Because I am king. Because I am doing the right thing. Because I am nonpartisan. I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. But I believe in both. I believe that there is a middle ground on both of them. And I get that from my military upbringing from my grandpa. My grandpa served in the military during peacetime. Yes, during peacetime. He's not a war veteran. However, he has taught me to be raised with a certain level of respect for war veterans. You guys have no idea how much I love and care for war veterans, especially war veterans. You could just be a veteran who served in the military. Yeah, cool. Still cool. Right? I appreciate your service. I love the fact that you serve for our country. But it's those war veterans that we really got to hit a home run for. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need to care for our war veterans. Please go to ChanceTrahan.com and make your donation right now, today.